What do you see when you look at their run defense? They obviously bottled up Le'Veon Bell last week.
Yeah, they did a good job. When you look at them overall, their ability, their pursuit to cover the football, they did a really nice job tackling. They didn't miss a lot of tackles, and it obviously paid dividends for them last week.
What was the difference in practice like this week? You know, second week that Brett actually was in charge. Did you notice anything different about it?
You know, last week, the week prior to the bye week, we had a really good week of practice, and it's really continued throughout this week. It's been very detailed. Guys are into it. The energy is extremely high. It's the way it's supposed to look from a practice standpoint. And now it's just time to carry that over to game day, and I think our guys are excited about that.
Yeah, Edgar, we I feel like for the last couple of weeks we've kept asking you questions about, well, you're the offensive line back intact, it'll help Brett and get the running game going and get the ball to your playmakers tomorrow. At some point, it also comes down to Brett playing better too, right? I mean, what does he need to do to kind of to elevate his game now that he's going to be kind of in his third game as the guy?
Well, number one, I think it starts with his preparation. I think he's doing and has done a good job as far as overall preparation to basically take advantage of the situation as far as what the defense is giving him. I think he'll be ready, no doubt about it. As far as looking at it, taking the approach that each and every guy has a responsibility, each and every guy has to just worry about and focus on just doing their part, their job. And that's the same for Brett as well. So I think that's really the focus. I think he's certainly prepared and he'll be ready to go.
Is Brett a better passer than he showed against New Orleans, do you think?
He's definitely. Obviously, there were areas that we needed to get better throughout, the last time we stepped out on the field against New Orleans. And that's not just with Brett. That's with all of us from an offensive standpoint. And we've certainly made those corrections. And I think moving forward, we're all on the same page as far as what needs to be done from a fundamental standpoint and a technique standpoint in order to put ourselves in the best position to be successful.
I realize it was just his first game, but with the receivers, with someone like Devontae Adams, when he's getting, other teams' best corner, are there things you guys can do to help him, to get him in situations since, he's always got that best guy on?
It is. Without getting into the detail of it, no doubt about it. I mean, and number one, anytime you're drawing their best defender, that says something about the player that we all know Devontae is, but there are certainly ways that we can help in that situation. And then there's other ways where you take the challenge as far as one-on-one versus one-on-one, best versus best, and you win your one-on-one battles. So you kind of look at it from that standpoint as well.
Is he flexible enough to play all those? You got like 6, 7 to 8 different positions out there.
Definitely, he's extremely versatile.
Edgar, what do you think of Kendricks and Richard Rodgers, if they have to play more, with Marty's shoulder issue? And Richard really hasn't had a ton of opportunities this year. Why do you think that is?
As far as certain personnel packages, I kind of look at it from that standpoint. But as far as a person that has certainly been prepared and ready to play, Richard Rodgers, you come out of training camp, he had an outstanding training camp. When he had his opportunities, he made the most of it. This is no different. He'll be well prepared, and if that's the case, he'll certainly make the most of the opportunities. Anytime he's given a chance, he usually goes out and gives his absolute best, and it's no different. I mean, he's extremely versatile and has been productive when he steps out on the field.
What about Kendricks? Where do you think his role
is? Same. Very similar, because he's extremely versatile as well. So you got two guys that can kind of help you in a lot of different areas, and both of those guys, I think, again, when they get their opportunity, they'll make the most of it.
Edgar, if everything goes according to plan the last 9 weeks, you won't have to play Justin McCray again. your guys will all stay healthy and he'll be a competent backup. What has he meant to you guys, and what has it been like to kind of see a kid who not that long ago was working at a hotel kind of help you guys out in a pinch?
Probably the number one thing that stands out is his versatility, a guy that can play every spot, and that's value. But you go back to just, you know, his attitude. I mean, what a great kid. He comes in and literally works his tail off, spends a great amount of time with our coaching staff, and it's always about, you know, how can I get better? That's been his approach, and he has. He has improved day by day, and when you see guys make that commitment and have that type determination, that attitude, I mean, that's what it's about.
You feel, maybe you want to knock on wood, but do you feel like you've got stability back in the offensive line?
Anytime you get, you know, that starting five, I guess, as you can say, the beginning of training camp back out on the field, it certainly helps, no doubt about it. And what we have to do, we just got to be consistent. And it goes back to when we talk about our fundamentals, be it the run game, be it pass protection, we just got to be consistent. I think by having those guys out on the field at the same time, it certainly helps from a communication standpoint. They've obviously played with each other for some time now, and all of that helps. But ultimately, you know, football is about fundamentals and being consistent at it.
There's a lot of focus on TJ coming back this week. How do you think Jari's stepped in, though, considering A, how he's played, and B, the new scheme, and C, he's had a revolving door guys?
You know what? Again, you start with just the fact that he's a veteran guy and has done a really good job for us. Love his play style. Very physical, very tough, powerful man.